Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, on a Wednesday morning and not snowing for the time being.
Right. But as we say around here, But a Wednesday feels like a Tuesday because Monday, everybody was sort of snowed in.
Yeah.
You know, the weather is playing such a huge role that it dwarfs everything else. And now we hear another one is coming on Thursday, and all we can say is thank God we're not in Boston, because really are buried. And, you know, mayors and governors and others are all held accountable for what happens during this. And much of it is just really not their fault. Now, if they respond properly, if they bring out the National Guard when they need to move the snow, if they seem to be on top of things, it probably does more to either hurt or harm them than any other single political act they'll ever create.
Also seems like the region isn't prepared for these what seem to be massive storms that are hitting us, whether it's rain or snow or winds or whatever.
David, when the snow piles get above your head, it is a terrible burden on cities and towns to come up with it. They all have budgets, and those budgets include a certain amount for sand, a certain amount for salt, a certain amount for snow removal, and they're all in way over their heads. But as one mayor put it, the best thing to do is do what you have to do and find a way to pay for it later. Of course, when you pay for it later, you're going to have to take it out of somebody else's pocket.
In the opinion of New York's comptroller, Thomas DiNapoli, Andrew Cuomo's new state budget controls spending and increases the rainy day fund, but it also gives the governor new powers, Alan, and he's a little critical of that.
Well, are we surprised about this? Andrew Cuomo is always thinking. Lately, his thinking has gotten him into a little bit of trouble because he comes up with, quote, solutions which help him and don't help other political actors. It is interesting that the state controller, Tom DiNapoli, who is terrific, has really taken a courageous route in telling the governor when he thinks the governor is wrong. And right now, for example, the governor has a plan to make $1 million by going after tax cheats. That sounds good. It is a good idea, but it has to be enforceable. Because what happens is, if you're not effective at doing it, if you catch some people, but not the vast majority, what you do is you show that the government and its pronouncements is less than effective, and that's very dangerous.
Alan, reading from the Times, the headline, Obama to seek war power bill from Congress to fight ISIS. The Obama administration has informed lawmakers that the president will seek an authorization that would prohibit enduring offensive ground forces and limit engagement to 3 years.
Well, yeah. And if it doesn't work in 3 years, well, then they'll ask for another 3 years. You know, the idea of getting into another situation, another Iraq, another Afghanistan, is seen as an anathema to so many people, particularly to Democrats right now. I think that both Republicans and Democrats understand that these kinds of engagements could be never ending, and that if you break it, you own it. So that while the kinds of things we're seeing from the Islamic State are awful, just awful, the real question is it the Americans who can make the difference? I was delighted to see, frankly, the Jordanians promising revenge for the slaughter of their pilot. And they really went at it. You know, if we stay out, nature abhors a vacuum. I suspect others come in.